Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Well, good evening. Welcome to the John Whitmer Show. Thank you for sticking around. Albeit a belated version of the John Whitmer Show. Thrilled to have you with us this evening. It's your home for liberal resistance. Thrilled to have you with us. Our studio lines are open, 316-869-1330. Don't forget the Governor's Choice Chili Feed and Forum. That's in Cowley County, coming up in Winfield on October 11th. We'll be broadcasting it live if you don't want to join us down in Winfield, but we'll have all the gubernatorial candidates. It's going to be a great event, broadcast live. You can find out more information on the John Whitmer Show Facebook page. Coming up here in just a few minutes, First District Congressman Tracy Mann will be with us to discuss the chances of another Schumer shutdown. Jennifer Neal and Michael Blankenship will be with us to talk about their campaign for reelection to the Derby School Board. And Stacey Rogers will join us to discuss her campaign for governor. So we've got a great show. And of course, we'll be taking your calls, 316-869-1330. But before that, I want to talk about a looming issue. The Kansas House members met yesterday for their House retreat, and one of the major topics that was discussed was redistricting and whether or not Kansans are the legislature is going to be called back for a special session to redraw maps. And folks, we're at a crossroads, and I don't say that lightly. These last few months, we've seen something painfully obvious, and that is that our opponents are energized. And frankly, some on the left have normalized poisonous rhetoric and violent episodes. We've seen it from assassinations of leading conservative voice to law enforcement officers and ICE agents being attacked. It's made it crystal clear that the stakes are higher than just partisan talking points. And we can mourn, we can pray, we can demand justice, but we can't just stop there. We have to act. Strategically, lawfully, and frankly, relentlessly. And make no mistake about it, one of the clearest, most important fights that conservatives have right now is redistricting. It's not abstract. It's not some nerdy, you know, sideshow. It's practical. It's moral. And it's ours to win. And let's be blunt. Democrats have used map making, gerrymandering for decades as their favorite weapon to lock in power. They carve up districts into bizarre shapes. They pack voters into unnatural lines, and they get results that don't reflect the true majority. That's how you get states where the electorate is split nearly 50-50, yet one party struts away with a supermajority of seats. The game is rigged before a single ballot is cast, and we've seen the headlines. Courts, reform groups, analysts, they all admit it. And they just don't care. So let's quit pretending that this is fair. It's not. And let's quit pretending that it's someone else's fight. Because too often conservatives just shrug and say, oh, well, that's for the lawyers and that's political operatives in Raleigh or Richmond or Washington. And they're wrong. Redistricting is ground level politics. It's about state legislatures and secretary of states and governors and about voters who step up and demand that maps actually represent them. And if we want to stop watching our wins get erased, if we want national movement to actually translate into local power, then we have to get serious about the map fight. And let me be clear about something else. Fighting for maps isn't cheating. It's restoring fairness. Both sides play this game. We just suck at it. We haven't done it since 2011. Democrats have done it for decades. Whenever they get a chance. The difference is that too many states right now, Democrats have blanked permanent advantages right into the maps. We don't play well. Well, it's time we started playing the game, folks. This isn't about maps on paper. Look what's happening on the ground. We've seen targeted violence against conservative leaders. We want to do this in a way that isn't violent, but it's a way that we can win. And that's what redistricting is. It's pushback through institutions. It's electing legislators who will defend law and order. It's backing candidates who will fight for fair maps. It's mobilizing voters in precincts that decide elections. And it's good for conservatives because it's the lever that ensures representation actually matches reality. When districts are drawn fairly, compact, contiguous, respecting communities of interest, conservatives can then translate the real widespread support we have in suburbs, exurbs, and rural areas into legislative power. So here's the bottom line. In Kansas, it's time for legislators to call a special session, get up to Topeka, and do what's necessary. Draw new congressional maps that reflect reality. Kansas is a red state. It's time we make it so. This is how winning works. This is how power is built and preserved. Get it done and make sure your rep is willing to do the same. We'll be back in just a few minutes with Congressman Tracy Mann. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Welcome back to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Want to remind you about our friends at Americans for Prosperity. Every month they hold their Days of Action. It's the third Saturday of the month. It's a great way to get engaged, to make a difference, to get out there and help educate voters. You have the power to change the trajectory of our county. Make your voice heard today. Visit AmericansForProsperity.org and sign up. And, of course, while you're at it, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow us on X at John R. Whitmer. It's a great way to get the latest updates on the show. With us now is my good friend from the Big First District, Tracy Mann, Congressman Tracy Mann. Congressman, thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you on the show again, my friend.
John, thanks for having me on. Thanks for all that you do. I do appreciate your friendship. And just, you know, we've been friends for a long time.
We have.
And grateful for you. And, you know, we got to just, your conservative voice is so important, and grateful to get to join you again today.
Well, I appreciate it, my friend. You know, this is it's interesting time that we're living in. You know, last Sunday we had the memorial for Charlie Kirk, and I haven't had a chance actually to talk to you since then. I'm just curious your thoughts and reflections on Charlie and just that whole situation and maybe even more so if we expand it to the political climate that we're living in right now.
Yeah, well, it's just so sad, right? I mean, he is already and will be dearly missed, larger than life, tremendous impact on the country. You know, which really we're going to feel that impact for decades to come. When you think about the young people that he was able to mobilize, to truly cause them to really think about the direction of the country, you know, irreplaceable, right? Boy, you know, your heart breaks for Erica, you know, his wife and their kids and the whole organization. But we've got to move forward. And just the whole thing's sad, to say the least. And, you know, just this violence that we continue to see in our country. John, at the end of the day, evil is real. It does exist. We've got to keep fighting back against it with prayer, with civil discourse, as we all work to get this country to a better place.
Yeah, you know, I've got to ask you, I know it's been, well, a week or so since the vote, but And I know there, you know, some will say that well, we don't want to set the precedent. But I'm curious about the vote on to censure Ilhan Omar. Why do you think that failed? There are four Republicans that sided with the Democrats. At some point, you know, we've got to start. You've seen a bunch of folks that got terminated for things that they posted about. Charlie and some of the rhetoric. At some point, you know, some of these Democrat politicians and things that they're saying, are they not going to be held accountable for some of their rhetoric?
Well, that's the concern, right? I mean, free speech is real, but also you can't just go and say whatever you want. And
right.
Beyond that, if you can doesn't mean you should.
Right.
And that is lost in this conversation as well. You know, you look at my model in all things, John, can you know me as Jesus, right, who spoke the truth in love, which matters, right? It's both. Specific to the Ilhan Omar censure, you know, I can't speak for why four Republicans, voted to table that motion. I did not. I think that the words that we choose to say matter. And there needs to be, you know, consequences for certain things that are said that are clearly out of bounds when you're a member of Congress. And that, in my view, fits in that category.
You know, let's kind of pivot to the stuff that, I mean, yes, this stuff matters, but let's pivot to things that are maybe a little more pressing. I noticed in the news came out a week or so ago. That, once again, Kansas was the number one producer of wheat in the country, number one producer of sorghum in the United States, number three for cattle. We've got, you know, farm bill is still a major issue that we've got to address. And you know, looming again is another Schumer shutdown. So these are major issues that Congress is got to tackle. Meanwhile, the breadbasket is still struggling.
No, that's right. And I would say this, we cannot overemphasize the importance of passing the One Big Beautiful Bill, which really, yeah, miraculously, John, we call it the Working Families Tax Cut. But that bill, first off, sets our tax policy and prevents the biggest tax hike in history that would have occurred on January 1, dramatically diminishes the death tax, really gets our economy at a better place. But for agriculture specifically, and for the Big First and for Kansas, all of agriculture, strengthen crop insurance. It produces common sense reforms to food nutrition programs, very realistic, common sense things. It also increased dollars spent to open up markets overseas, did a lot of other good things as well. So that is very helpful, meaningful. We also are at a spot where commodity prices are low, specifically for corn, soybeans, sorghum, and wheat, you know, in our state where input costs are high. So farming is really tough right now. Cattle prices are record highs. So your beef producers, we have a lot of that in Kansas, thankfully. They're doing well. But, yes, it's really tough times on the family farm in Kansas right now and around the country.
What do you think about the fact that, you know, in the past when we've butt up against these possible shutdowns, Democrats have been all over TV, the media, you know, blaming Republicans, and it's all Republican shutdowns, and it's Donald Trump's fault, or, you know, insert Republican president here. Now, this time, they're proud about the fact that they're willing to shut down the government. Chucky and Hakeem are going around boasting about the fact that they're willing to, or actually enthusiastic about the possible shutdown of the government. It seems kind of, counterintuitive to me that they're actually not only willing to do it, but seems like they're boasting about willing to do it.
Well, it seems like whatever Donald Trump is for, they're going to be against, right?
Yeah.
And so that is sadly, right? Because we ought to be for moving the country forward is what, would wish everyone was for. Unfortunately, I think that's not the case. Bottom line, John, though, you know, we're $37 trillion in debt, $37 trillion. And we have got to get this country at a better place fiscally, financially. I believe strongly that we should return to regular order, which means that Congress passes 12 individual spending bills, you know, conferences those with the Senate. Three of those bills have been passed the House so far, the Department of Agriculture, the legislative branch, and military construction, Veterans Affairs. So, you know, we do a continuing resolution, so we push government funding that date, which is currently September 30th, November 21. It gives us time to conference those three bills. Conferencing bills has not been done for years in this town, needs to be done. As we continue to work on the other appropriations bills as well. So the best way, in my view, that we're going to return to fiscal sanity is to start having Congress do its job, and this will be big steps in the right direction.
We're talking with Congressman Tracy Mann. Congressman, let me pivot to the southern border. That's been one of the big successes. Of course, you know, you wouldn't talk to, if you asked the Democrats or the mainstream media, they'll tell you how mean and cruel you are. I mean, you're trying to, you know, shut down you're trying to hurt people, you know, kick people out and masked ICE agents who are depriving people of their rights. But it really we have seen, it's amazing the difference a president can make, isn't it?
Well, that's just that. Yes, that and. Score, you know, hundreds of other things in other ways as well. Leadership matters. Elections has consequences. I would argue, John, the number one issue in last year's election was the southern border.
Yeah.
And you cannot clear-eyed look at the border and that under Joe Biden, where we're letting literally hundreds of thousands of people be trafficked into our country by the cartels. You can't look at that mess and say that that's the right policies for the greatest country in the history of the world, right? And so, you know, Biden said forever that he needed Congress to act. Turns out what we needed was a different president in the Oval Office. So Trump comes in. Understand the numbers of folks coming across has almost completely dried up. We are record low numbers that have ever been recorded since we've been recording illegal crossings, right? And so the American people and those that care about safety are the winners. The Mexican cartels and these children that were being trafficked in our country, you know, the Mexican cartels are the losers. You have harsh breaks for all of the kids that were trafficked in the country. We need to, in the process of finding them, freeing them, if you will. But boy, what a difference an election makes, and you have a president in the Oval Office that actually wants to enforce the law and to do right by America.
It is interesting how folks on the other side of the aisle and their friends in the media are, you know, what causes they choose to defend. I mean, they're defending, you know, for example, Jimmy Kimmel. They're defending, you know, illegal Kilmar Abrego Garcia, a known trafficker, you know, a gang member, and they're defending biological males competing in women's sports. And it seems like all they're doing is defending the 10 side on these 90-10 issues. It's kind of funny how they're just picking the wrong side on so many issues.
It's remarkable. And, you know, it's craziness, right? Like it is wild what we're seeing happening. And the polling numbers reflect that, right? You know,
right.
The popularity or unpopularity of the Democratic Party broadly, you know, nationally, because of the crazy policies that they seem to be putting forward, you know, are all-time lows. The popularity is all-time lows, unapprovals all-time highs. They are in a free fall. Some people would say, you know, rudderless, directionless. I would actually say leaderless. I would actually say they do have leaders. It's folks like AOC and others. I do think they have a direction. I think there are too many people in the Democrat Party that want to take us towards socialism, right? And they do have a rudder. That, I mean, they're steering that direction. And we've got to work to prevent that by passing policies that are in line with what our founding fathers intended for this great country.
Oh, yeah. I mean, think about it. Their candidate for president, what was it, a week ago, released her announcement that the big inner book, and she said that she really wanted a different running mate. And it was Pete Buttigieg. I mean, so not only did she didn't want the one liberal she picked, she wanted somebody even more liberal and out of touch, and thought that would be a better winning ticket.
Well, and you see what's happening in New York. You know, we have a Democrat, someone who's a socialist,
right,
who looks like being endorsed by national Democrats, local Democrats, Democrats in New York. Good chance that person might become the mayor of New York City. You can't tell me, John, that that's a good thing for the country, for New York City, or for the country. But that's the road that Democrats, for reasons I can't understand, continue to go down. And I think, out of step, certainly with Kansans,
yes,
the majority of Kansans, certainly out of step with folks in the Big First, but really out of step, I think, with the majority of folks in the country.
Well, and even here in Kansas, I mean, look at the two folks that they're, running right now, seems to be for governor here. You've got, two members of the Kansas legislature, both of whom have liberal track records that are, right in line with Laura Kelly, who support trans rights and big taxes and abortion, and that's who they've got as their likely candidates for governor. And it's just going to be, if they get in there, it's going to be another, 8 years of Laura Kelly, which hopefully neither of them will get in there, but we don't want to get into the gubernatorial race. By the way, are you running for governor? It seems like everybody else is.
No, I am not. I work every day to try to serve the folks in the Big First District, so, which is an honor and a privilege to get to do, John.
I had to ask. I mean, it's we got, what, 8, 9, 10? It's at this point, it's a long list.
Yeah, we do. But, it's a great process. And who we elect our governor matters, who we elect in all our offices, school boards, city council, county commission, every spot that the folks run and are elected, matters for the direction of our state and of the country in the big picture.
Well, Congressman, I appreciate you taking the time. It's always a pleasure sitting down with you, having you join us. If folks want to connect with you, if they need to reach out, if they have questions, what's the best way for them to connect with you?
Sure. The easiest would just be, go to our website, which is man.house.gov. From there, they can, reach out via email or via our online portal, or easily can find the phone numbers of our offices and happy, reach out anytime. We have, of course, Washington, D.C. office. We have a Manhattan and Dodge City offices in Kansas as well.
Well, Tracy, next time you're in this neck of the woods, I'll buy you a coffee. I look forward to seeing you again, my friend.
I'm happy to buy the coffee, but I would love that and love to continue to catch up. John, thanks for having me.
Coming up, Jennifer Neal and Michael Blankenship will be with us to talk about their campaign for re-election to the Derby Board of Education. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Want to remind you to stay informed with up-to-the-minute news by telling Alexa or Google Home to play KNSS. And make sure you listen to KNSS on Odyssey, the iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps. And, of course, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow us on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Well, every election cycle, we try to bring you as many candidates running for local, state, and federal office as we can, so you have the opportunity to hear from them firsthand. In this case, we've got two candidates running for the Derby School Board. There are three running for re-election. We need to get all three re-elected. That being said, joining us now are Jennifer Neal and Michael Blankenship. Guys, thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you on the show.
Well, thank you for having
us. Yeah, your mics are on. It's like, be careful.
Yeah.
Be careful what you say.
You'll
be fine. Let me start with this. This is one of the nice opportunities that we have because we have a conservative majority on the Derby School Board. I'm familiar a little bit with the Derby School District because when I was a state rep, I represented part of the Derby School District. But this is an interesting one because I understand that you've had an opportunity. While you've been on the Board of Education, you've had some opportunities to, shall we say, let's be polite and say butt heads with the school district. I mean, I know at one point you had to kind of slap them down a little bit, maybe put them on notice for a period of time and it wasn't about anything other than performance. From what I understand, and this was in conversation with Speaker Pro Tem Blake Carpenter, but he was explaining that you kind of had to remind them that it should be about achievement and academic performance, and for some reason district leadership didn't quite share that same mindset.
Yeah, I think for a really long time in Derby, believe it or not, there was just not a majority on the school board who would really ask a lot of questions.
Yeah, that was the impression I had too.
And I got to give the admin a little bit of credit. They weren't used to it. You know, they were just used to a board getting up there and rubber stamping things and not really pushing back. There were a few over the years that did that, but not in a majority case at all. So that was a big change. Our very first meeting, never forget that one. Yeah.
Well, and Jennifer, tell me if I'm wrong, but my experience with talking to other school board members, particularly conservative ones, it's almost like the Kansas Association of School Board almost instructs board members, just do what your superintendent tells you to
do.
You're rubber stamp, essentially.
Well, we're supposed to be at this top of the watchtower, and we're not really supposed to get down in the weeds or know the real ins and outs. We're just supposed to be up at the top, and they use the watchtower analogy a lot because I've been quoted it on multiple occasions. It's a whole nother world. And I had no idea what I was getting into. All I was thinking when we first did it, I'm a nurse practitioner. So I thought this COVID stuff, I'd watch these board meetings. And I'm like, this is the dumbest stuff I've ever seen. Like, why are they doing this? And I would just be yelling at the laptop watching these board meetings. And I'm like, they need somebody up there that knows this stuff. They need to, you know, we need more common sense. And I saw myself looking at the laptop, just yelling at it. And my kids were there. And I'm like, oh, no, I always preach to them, one, if you're going to complain about something, you better have a solution or some ideas of a solution. And you're not allowed to critique somebody if you're not willing to stand up and do it
yourself.
And
do something about it. Yeah, that's why I ended up running for office the first time, was my wife told me to stop yelling at the TV.
Yeah, I'm like, you can't just sit here. And that's, unfortunately, that's a lot of either people, I don't like politics, and they bury their head in the sand and just want to trust the system. We can't do that anymore.
No.
You have to ask questions and you have to invest. And like Michael said, asking questions, oh my gosh, you have no idea how much just asking a simple question will just trigger, and this whole ripple effect goes and the entire place is blowing up. And now you just got messages saying, I can't believe you're doing this. And I'm like, I was just trying to see what this policy is or why we're doing this, or just common sense stuff.
But oftentimes they forget they work for you, not the other way around. And I've seen that in conversation with some of the Wichita school district school board members. You know, the district administrator, and it's nothing, I don't even think intentional. It's just the institutions themselves have grown accustomed to being, more or less, for lack of a better phrase, being in power.
Absolutely.
And they're not used to having to be held accountable. And I know Robin, is it Perriman? Am I pronouncing it correctly? Yep. She's the other one that we have to get reelected, because otherwise, I know all of you have opponents. I know they're all, you know, KNEA. They're all funded by the institution, the establishment. And if you lose, that's what we'll have. We'll have more KNEA, KASB hacks that'll just rubber stamp whatever the district wants.
Yeah, I didn't take that in consideration at all when I first ran, of like what the majority actually is, even though I saw, you know, a lot of votes go maybe 5-2, 4-3. I never really considered, you know, what is the majority on the board. And until I got on and I realized, wow, this is, you can get up there as a board member and rant and rave all you want, but it all matters on what you vote on.
Right.
And if the vote doesn't pass, well, it doesn't matter. It's not going to, it carries absolutely no weight. And so, yeah, the importance of, you know, our campaign is to, you know, get the three of us reelected, because I promise you, and this is what I've told everybody in Derby, I promise you your taxes will go up, number one. Okay. Policies in the classroom will change, number two, and the work and the accountability and the academic accountability that we've tried to push the last 4 years will go away, because, you know, the people that are running right now, I think they're just, I was kind of disappointed, honestly, that more people didn't run from the other side. I really was.
Taxes is the big one, too. I mean, they will raise property taxes, correct?
It is.
I mean, they'll come out of bond.
They've been trying.
We've heard multiple times. Every time you get an opportunity to, you know, that something maybe needs funded or maybe a new idea pops up, well, we could just raise taxes. Well, no, that's not what we're doing.
So. We're talking with Jennifer Neal and Michael Blankenship, who are running for re-election on the Derby Board of Education. And again, we need Robin Perriman as well to be re-elected. I understand one of the main fights that you've had has been curriculum and math scores and issues like that, that you guys have had to fight to maintain higher curriculum and to keep them focused on what matters. And that's the thing. I mean, this is, again, it comes down to this institutional mindset. But we've seen the same thing at Wichita. We've seen the same thing with other districts. In Goddard, it's been the same problem. I live in a Goddard school district. It's all about the Benjamins for them in many ways, when it should be about the children and getting them to college and career ready.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the curriculum thing's an interesting topic. I started to go back through our minutes over the years, and I don't know, I stopped at 20 or 30 or something when of knowing how many new pieces of curriculum that the current board, Jennifer and I, Robin, have approved. You know, I lost track. I just quit counting. You know, but a lot of the teachers in Derby and some of the people in Derby were all stirred up because there was one piece of curriculum that we didn't, you know, purchase. And I'll tell you why. Because I don't think that a majority of the people in Derby would want their taxpayer money going to that company. They made a lot of statements. They're still on their website. And this is the thing, John. I have always strived to never make an accusation, to never make some just outrageous accusation or statement. All I've done is ask questions. And with that curriculum, all I did was get on their website and read their words at a board meeting and just say, what do you think they mean about that? And it was just like what Jennifer said, is these people lost their minds. And this was over 2 years ago. And we said, look, the majority of the board said we're not going to, you know, we're not going to buy this stuff from this company. Well, guess what? They didn't listen to us, and they brought it back 2 years ago, and it got told no, and people lost their minds over it. So, you know, the curriculum kind of follows like three gates. You know, does it serve our students well? Is it something that our teachers selected? The board doesn't go out and select curriculum. We're not going to do that.
Right.
You know, so yes, it passed that gate. Is it something that the taxpayers want to support? Curriculum is extremely expensive. You know, where that money goes, in my opinion, it does matter. It does matter.
Yeah.
You know, $500,000, that matters. So we asked them about, I believe it or not, sent them a bunch of questions and somebody at their company replied. I have no idea who, you know, but it was basically, you know, get lost. Like, they just repeated a couple of the answers. And I thought, you know, I don't care how big you are. I never accused them of anything. I just said, you said this on your website. Can you explain what this means?
You know, they sent you some canned answer.
Oh, yeah. You know, on their website, it said, if I remember right, it said, we believe public education needs to change and we're going to use our platform and our company and our curriculum to make that change. And I said, well, what change do you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you ask that question, people lose their mind.
Well, hope and change. Yeah. If folks are interested, if they want to support you, if they want to donate, if they want a yard sign, if they want to get behind you, if they want to help, if they want to knock doors or anything like that, what's the best way? And again, it's all three of you. We need to get Robin Perriman, and then we need to get, obviously, the two of you reelected. What's the best way for them to find information on the three of you?
Well, I'm not a fan of social media, especially over the last 4 years.
My wife feels the same way, but it nowadays,
but
it's essential for candidates.
Like
that's right.
We have to use it. That's our platform. We're on Facebook, which my kids say is for old people. So, whatever.
I can tell you're reluctant. So,
we've got the my site now is Jennifer Neal for Derby School Board,
and that's NEEL, correct?
Yes.
And you're Michael Blankenship, correct?
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, I wish you the best of luck. I know that the Central County Republican Party is behind you. I know, obviously, that the Speaker Pro Tem is, and we've got to get the three of you reelected.
And Kansans for Life.
Kansans for Life.
That endorsement as well,
and
that's exciting.
In parts of Wichita and Derby, that's a good 5 points right there. So if you need anything, if you need some help, I hope folks reach out to you. I hope they support you, and I hope they find you on Facebook and follow you and support you.
Well, I appreciate that. We definitely need people paying attention and talking. Yeah. Talk, ask questions. We have to get engaged.
I wish you guys the best of luck.
Absolutely.
And keep up the good work. We'll take a quick break. And when we get back, we'll talk with Stacey Rogers about her campaign for governor. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Welcome back to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Let's keep it that way. Tell your legislators to keep AM radio in vehicles by texting AM to 52886 and tell Congress to keep AM radio in cars. And of course, while you're at it, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow us on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Well, in keeping with our candidate profiles, joining us now is Stacey Rogers, who is running for governor. On her website, she describes herself as a lifelong Kansan, proud Republican, business owner, and mother. Stacey, thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me, John.
So that's all I found on your bio. Mm-hmm. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? I know you own Eberly.
That's correct.
Eberly Farm. I've done a lot of events out at Eberly, but tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, so I do own Eberly Farm. That's one of my businesses. I also own Kids Closet Consignment Sales, which runs here in Wichita. But I also own the company nationwide. So I have 28 franchises across the United States.
Well, I did not
oversee.
Know that. Yep, yes, my wife
correct.
And I do consignment sales.
Yeah,
so I'm intimately familiar with
Great. They're great for service to the community, and that's what I love about them. So, yeah, those are my two main businesses.
So with all of that, with, you know, you got consignment, you've got Eberly, which I know they do a lot of events. Mm-hmm. Why decide to throw your hat into the ring for governor? You must be a glutton for punishment.
Well, you know, 2 years ago in September, I was standing in my living room, and it was the day that Laura Kelly decided that you could change your gender on your driver's license.
I remember that.
Yes. And I, you know, first of all, that issue, plus I don't know how many times a day you look at your driver's license or you show it to somebody else. It's really one of those things that I thought our governor is wasting time and taxpayer money on an issue that is really not changing our lives in a beneficial way.
No, and really only affects like 2%.
That's correct.
2%. Yeah.
And so I just threw my hands up in the air and said, I'm just going to have to go be governor. I can't take any more of this. And I had never once had a thought about that a day in my life prior. But when I said it out loud, it was just emblazoned on my heart and has stayed there ever since. And so when I started to talk with people around the state, I found out very quickly that the majority of the state feels the same way. They feel like nobody is working for them. Their voice is not heard. Their voice does not matter. And really, it has become my mission to give them their voice back.
Hmm. Well, that leads then into an interesting, because I went on your website and the second sentence on your website says the political class in Kansas is terrified, and they should be. You go on to say that you are, quote, sick and tired of watching our state get steamrolled by weak rhinos. I got to agree with you on that one. And that, quote, the uniparty establishment has betrayed conservative voters time again. Can you explain who you're referring to as the political class? You probably throw me into that. And who should be afraid of you?
Yeah. So, you know, when I started this, I got a lot of pushback and was told, you can't do this, Stacey. You're not going to be able to do it. And I think I've proven that differently. You know, I've been told I have the fastest.
I can't recall if I ever told you couldn't. I probably told you it was a long stretch. Yep, I told you you couldn't.
Yes.
Cause everybody can.
Yeah. But, you know, I've been told that I have the fastest growing social media platforms of any political candidate in this state. And this last week we hit just under 1.4 million views to my one personal Facebook page, organic, not paid. And that's in the last 90 days. Across all my social media platforms, over 900,000 people are viewing my content a month. And
you should monetize that.
Yeah. And you know, the thing about that is telling me that there are a lot of very unhappy people in this state that are looking for something very different. And as I'm talking to them and I say, look, career politicians have been around for a long time, and some are okay, some are not. And what I am encountering is nobody says, I love my career politician. They are ready for a change. And I'm not a politician. By definition, I am now, but I'm not definitely not a career politician.
I would say you're not a career politician.
That is correct.
You are not a politician.
That is correct, yes. By definition. But what I am is a frustrated Kansas business owner that's sick and tired of seeing the people of our state get run over by career politicians and the money that backs them. And
so you're kind of a female Donald Trump.
Sure, we can go with that. Hey, it's not a bad thing.
That's kind of the path he tried to run.
That's right. I'm a business person, and I'm definitely, you know, I would consider myself the outsider. I'm grassroots, and I am here to work specifically for the people of this state.
In many ways, you're running almost an anti-establishment campaign. Running as a Republican, the party has set forth specific rules to participate in the debates. Mm-hmm. The first one in January. Will you be signing the pledge that the party has set forth? The deadline, by the way, is Wednesday in order to participate in the first debate in January.
Yes, I am a strong Republican. I believe in our party platform, but I will not be signing that debate pledge. And the reason that I'm not is that it goes against absolutely everything that I'm fighting for. I feel like it is very much a pay-to-play issue at this point where...
Because for those of you who don't know,
right,
there is a financial requirement. You have to have raised X amount of money, and you also do have to pay, you have mm-hmm. to pledge to mm-hmm. donate $10,000, I believe.
That's correct. That's one, those are a couple of the reasons. It was defined to me as, this is how we know who a serious candidate is. And I would challenge that.
I'm assuming that definition came to you from someone at the state level.
That is correct. That is something that I will fight all the way. I think it's very obvious that I'm a serious candidate. You know, I've put over 40,000 miles on my car since December, traveling and looking people in the eye and having conversations. I have been relentless on social media. I have been, you know, at every opportunity that I can, I am out there talking with the people of the state to find out what it is they need, what they are lacking, and how I can serve them.
Well, I've seen you at a lot of events, yeah. So you certainly get an A for effort. You can't deny that. We will take a quick break, and then I want to talk policy. We'll talk about some of the core party platform issues and some policy questions. You're listening to Stacey Rogers on The John Whitmer Show. We'll be back right after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Don't forget about our friends at Americans for Prosperity. That third Saturday of every month is a great way. It's their day of action. Great way to get engaged, to make a difference. It's a great way for you to get involved, especially with elections coming up. Great way to get out, help educate voters. You can visit AmericansForProsperity.org and sign up today. And of course, while you're online, you can find out more about our upcoming Cowley County GOP gubernatorial chili feed and forum. All of the gubernatorial candidates will be there. You can find more information on the John Whitmer Show Facebook page. We'll be broadcasting it live here on the John Whitmer Show. So KNSS, not necessarily the John Whitmer Show, but you get the gist of it. With us still is one of those candidates who will be with us, Stacey Rogers. Stacey, thank you for sticking around through the break.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Excuse me. Let's start with some basic policy platform positions. We'll try and get through as many as we can here. One of the biggest issues, Laura Kelly's signature legislative accomplishment that she's failed to accomplish, Medicaid expansion. I'm assuming that you're not a fan of Medicaid expansion.
No, I'm not. We need to revamp the Medicaid system here in Kansas.
Yeah, I mean, if we could find a Kansas solution, I think. Yes. And I've seen Speaker Hawkins and the Senate President have come up with some ideas. There's got to be ways to do that without a $2 billion, excuse me, $10 billion government solution. What about, coming up again next year in the primaries? We've got the judicial selection amendment. What are your thoughts? Are you a fan of the judicial selections amendment?
Yes, absolutely. That's one of my favorite topics to educate people on, is to explain how we got here, why we're sitting here today, and what we need to do about it. And so many people are they are completely unaware of how we select our Supreme Court.
And how archaic it is, how really undemocratic it is.
Well, and we're the only state in the entire U.S. that does it that way.
Well, it's bad when it's called the Missouri model.
Yeah.
Do you think there's really anything the state can do about property taxes. I mean, I know there's things we could do about income taxes, sales taxes.
Right.
I don't really think there's much we could do about property taxes at the state mm-hmm. level, but I'm curious if you do.
Yeah, I've actually been having some conversations with some county commissioners that have some ideas. I don't have that plan fully formed yet, so I can't speak on it fully, but there are some things that we can do at the state level to help that. I think it's going to take a multifaceted approach to fix it and to actually see those property taxes lowered and not harm one group or another in the process. So,
you know, a lot of times governors come in and they've got their 100 days. This is what I want to accomplish in my first 100 days. Mm-hmm. So let's say, you know, you're in there. Here you are. Congratulations. We've just sworn you in. What's your first 100 days?
Yeah, my first 100 days is going to be going through every department with a fine tooth comb and finding out where we have inefficiencies, duplications, out and out fraud in some cases, and to root that out to where we are not taking away value from the things we're providing, but we are being able to cut and slim that budget, our spending. Our spending is a huge, huge issue.
Yeah, I firmly believe that we've got a spending problem, not
Absolutely.
A revenue problem.
Yeah.
I ask this of all candidates, because I think it's essential that we elect a conservative Republican this fall. Will you support the Republican nominees up and down the ballot, regardless of who the candidate might be? Obviously, you want it to be you, but if it's not you, will you support the inevitable or the ultimate Republican nominee?
Well, so in essence, yes. But I do want to say, you know, I support the Republican platform, but my focus right now is solely on this campaign. You know, so I deal in facts and I deal in what is known. And so that is, you know, I don't want to speculate and I don't want to put anything out there. So to me, my focus is solely on my campaign and that we are going to get through that primary.
Obviously. Yeah. But if you don't win the primary, you will support whoever the eventual Republican nominee for governor is.
Let's hope.
Yes, let's hope or yes.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm not, if your question is, I'm not running independent, that is the answer to that.
Yeah. And I think that's really what this, because.
Right.
I mean,
right.
Obviously Dennis Pyle didn't take away enough votes to make the difference, but he took enough votes to make an impact.
Look, the thing is that at the end of the day, as hard as I'm working right now, my goal is, you know, my path is what I'm on right now. And as I'm out there talking with people about what is important to them, I'm encouraging them to be involved in community. I'm encouraging them to get involved in their school boards, their county, their city councils, their county commissioners, and to know who they're electing into their legislature and really understanding what they're doing. And if at the end of the day, that is what's accomplished, is that more people in our communities are active, then I will sleep well for the rest of my life, knowing that I've worked as hard as I possibly could have in this campaign.
Since I mentioned it in the monologue at the beginning of the show,
yes.
I'm curious if you thought at all about the redistricting idea and what are your thoughts on it?
Yeah, I've given a little bit of thought to it, but I really want to see how it's laid out and what the legislature is thinking about. And that would kind of give me a better idea of how, you know, how that's going to play out.
And so it'll be interesting. I know that likely it would be if they call a special session.
Yeah.
It would probably be first week or so of November. That would be my guess. And,
right.
You know, right now it's close. We'll see if they go back. Again, thank you for joining us. If folks want more information on your campaign or if they want to volunteer, they can visit StacyRogers4Kansas.com. And that's FOR mm-hmm. and it's KS, not Kansas, correct?
That's correct.
All
or
right.
You can just Google me.
Or they could, yep, they could just Google you. Well, Stacy, again, I wish you the best of luck and we'll see you on October 11th
yes.
down in Winfield for the chili feed.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Thank you again for joining us. And again, October 11th, the Cowley County Chili Feed and Forum. Until then, we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.